Hello, and welcome to our Food is Medicine podcast, brought to you by patrickholford.com.
Hello, my name is Patrick Holford. I'm a nutritionist, and I've been working in this field for 30 years. And as a result of seeing many people in pain, particularly with arthritis, I want to share with you how to say no to arthritis, which is the title of my book, because there are ways that you can take charge of an inflammatory, pain-causing condition like arthritis and reverse it. And I'm going to give you cases of people with osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis who have done exactly that. The first thing to understand is that your body produces pain as a way of telling you that something is not right. And the trick is to find out what that is. What many of us do, for good reason, is we just take a painkiller. It kills the pain. But if you just do that, you're never really going to discover what it is that's causing the underlying inflammation, the underlying problem. The average person takes 373 painkillers a year, and one in five people take six in a day. And many of these painkillers, particularly the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, damage the gut. In Britain, they lead to around 3,000 deaths caused by the internal bleeding caused by these painkilling drugs. So if you can find a way of killing pain that's natural and doesn't have side effects, of course, that's better. By the way, three quarters of people over 60 have osteoarthritis. And in Britain, with a population around 60 million, we have 13 million people with arthritis. So really, it's a lot. Now, the other problem with painkillers is they don't really work long term. So, for example, in the British Medical Journal, there's a very nice review of 23 studies. And it says that these NSAID painkillers, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can reduce short-term pain in osteoarthritis slightly better than a dummy pill placebo, but the current analysis does not support the long-term use for this condition. And what's particularly significant is that the only trial that looked at the long-term effects of these painkillers versus placebo showed no significant effects. So it's not a long-term solution. So the question is, why is your body in pain? And there are a number of factors which I'm going to touch on. Number one, it can be to do with digestive problems. For example, you could be eating a food that you are allergic to and you don't know it, and that unidentified food allergy is causing a state of inflammation. And maybe you've already thought that that could be so, because you've noticed that sometimes when you eat certain foods, things get worse, your joints start aching, other times you're fine. Maybe you've noticed that sometimes when you go on holiday and your diet is very different in another country, you're fine, but other times you're not. Another possibility is poor liver detoxification. So when you've really been, you know, partying and eating hard or drinking hard, your liver's capacity to detoxify, which is a subject I'm going to cover in another podcast, can get compromised, and that puts your body into an inflammatory state. Also, certain foods, including meat and milk and alcohol, also put your whole body into this inflammatory state, which is characterized by more pain, more redness, more swelling. And I want to show you about anti-inflammatory nutrients, herbs, and foods, and how you can eat and live in a way that starts to switch off inflammation. Of course, there are other problems. For example, if you're very overweight, if your posture is out of alignment, all of this can put tremendous stress on a joint or a vertebra. And if you're very, very tense, that physical tension also can add to that. So there are all sorts of factors going on. So the three secrets are to find out what is tipping your system into a state of inflammation, number one. Number two, increase anti-inflammatory nutrients in your diet. And number three, increase the nutrients that literally help your joints to heal. I want to share with you the case of Ruth. When I met Ruth, she was in a wheelchair, literally crippled with rheumatoid arthritis. And a few months ago, I met her again and asked her, how do you feel? Here's what she said.
Well, I had osteoarthritis most of my life, and when I was about 45, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and I was going downhill. In fact, I couldn't, my fingers were clawed. I really had to bend them open, like little twigs breaking. Heard about Patrick Holford, went to the College of Optimum Nutrition, learned about nutrition, changed my lifestyle, diet, everything, and within a few years, everything got so much better. Well, it got better very quickly, but now I'm 75 this month and I feel absolutely super. No pain of any description, and all due to diet, supplements and mental attitude.
So, one of the things that Ruth focused on to start with was identifying hidden food allergies. What happens is our inner skin, that's the digestive tract, can very easily get damaged. And the more damaged it is, for example, painkillers do this, we've already learnt that, antibiotics do it, a lot of alcohol does it, but also eating foods you're allergic to does it. Two of the most common foods that we react to are wheat and also milk. And there is a protein in wheat called gliadin, which literally acts as an intestinal irritant. Those who are really intolerant of gliadin develop a disease called celiac disease that literally rots away that inner skin until you really can't absorb nutrients properly at all. So eating a food that you're allergic to can damage the gut, especially if you maybe are taking painkillers on a regular basis, drinking on a regular basis, and so on. So one of the first things I always recommend someone to do who has arthritis is have a proper blood test to identify whether or not you have a food allergy. And by the way, if you get symptoms like irritable bowel syndrome type symptoms, or you feel worse after meals, or you get a lot of rashes or itches or asthma or shortness of breath or unexplained headaches or aches and pains that come and go, all of these are classic signs that you might actually be suffering from a food allergy. One of the big oversights in medicine is that there is a type of antibody that your immune system produces called IgE, which causes a pretty immediate reaction to a food that you're allergic to. But we are discovering that many food allergies are caused by a different kind of antibody called IgG antibody, and you can measure these in the blood. They don't always cause an immediate reaction, and hence you don't connect that food you just ate, you know, has caused this pain, because it might be that one day you eat certain foods and the next day your joints are aching. In a very good study of 5,000 people who'd actually had a proper test to measure in the blood IgG antibodies, they found that 75% had significant improvement. 74% benefited who had arthritis. 88% had benefit from general aches and pains. So there's a very good chance, if you do have an arthritic condition and you find out what you are allergic to, that you can improve. The laboratory I use and like the most is called York Test. So have a look at yorktest.com. But there are other laboratories in the world as well doing this kind of research. Now, the other factors that can lead to chronic pain is having a diet very high in inflammatory foods. A lot of meat, a lot of milk, a lot of alcohol. This is really classic. So one way you can help to switch off inflammation is to switch away from meat and milk and towards fish and seeds, and especially oily fish, very high in omega-3s. And we're talking here about mackerel, salmon, kippers, herring, sardines, those kind of foods. Ideally, you really want mean fish that eat other fish in cold water, so fish with teeth. These are very high in omega-3. And in the vegetable kingdom, although they're not as potent, the seeds, flax seeds, also called linseeds, pumpkin seeds, walnuts, but the best of all are called chia seeds, C-H-I-A, chia seeds. These are very, very high in omega-3. So, for example, I often put chia seeds on my cereal in the morning and I might eat some salmon with some brown rice, vegetables, and so on. All of this is giving me direct anti-inflammatory nutrients that literally help to switch off pain. To give you an example, an analysis of 17 randomized controlled trials, giving people omega-3 for arthritic conditions and joint pain found that patients reported a 26% reduction in joint pain intensity, 43% reduction in morning stiffness, 29% reduction in number of painful or tender joints, and a 40% reduction in the use of painkillers. So increasing your omega-3 intake from seeds and fish is really important. I would recommend that you eat oily fish 3 times a week and have omega-3 rich seeds and nuts every single day. And also, if you are in pain, supplement omega-3 fish oil rich in EPA. That's the exact omega-3 that reduces pain. And you're aiming for 1,000 milligrams of EPA a day, which is usually 2 capsules. So if you eliminate foods you're allergic to, reduce meat and milk, increase oily fish, increase seeds, you're really heading in the right direction. The next step is to increase fruit and vegetables, but specific fruits and vegetables make all the difference. Now, by the way, this simple strategy of finding out what you're allergic to, increasing inflammatory foods and supplements, which I'll talk about in a minute, is quite extraordinary. I met a man in LA called Ed, and is a lovely fellow with a great job and a lovely family. And he said, "You know, Patrick, I have everything a man could ever want, except I can't play golf. I can't even get from my house to my car without being in crippling knee pain." He said, "Do you play golf?" I said, "No, I'm still sexually active." And then asked me, "Is there anything that you can do that will help me help with my arthritis?" And he really had tried everything. He'd had knee surgery. His cartilage was severely damaged. He'd tried all sorts of standard processes. And then I told him what to do. And we're talking here about supplements, diet, finding out what you're allergic to. And 1 year later, I met him on his way up to St. Andrews to play golf. And this is what he told me. "I used to have constant pain in my knees and joints. I could not play golf or walk more than 10 minutes without resting my legs. Since following your advice, my discomfort has decreased 95 to 100%. It is a different life when you can travel and play golf every day. I never would have believed my pain could be reduced by such a large degree and no return, no matter how much activity." So you want to increase fruit and veg. And very specifically, you want to increase the multicolored foods, the very strong colors, because that's where the anti-inflammatory agents are. For example, mustard. In the old days, if someone had arthritic joint pain, you'd make a mustard compress. Mustard is an incredibly powerful anti-inflammatory. So too is turmeric, the yellow spice in curry. You want the very orange foods like butternut squash, for example, or carrots, and the very blue foods like blueberry, and the very green foods like kale or broccoli or Brussels sprouts or asparagus or avocado, beetroot. So it's all these very strong colors that really, really help. Red onions are really, really rich in quercetin. You get about 20 milligrams of quercetin in a red onion. Now, what I do is I give people combination of supplements, including quercetin, but 500 milligrams of quercetin. That is the equivalent of 20 red onions. So when you really increase these natural anti-inflammatories, you start to get a very, very potent effect. Ginger, by the way, is also really good. And often supplements use a concentrate within turmeric, which is in fact the active ingredient, and it's called curcumin. That is excellent. Olives are very good. Olives contain something called oleocanthal, which is a potent anti-inflammatory agent. And it was actually discovered because if you have an aspirin, you get this strange sort of taste at the back of the throat. And if you have a good olive oil, you might have noticed, again, the same thing. You get this sort of bite at the back of the throat. In fact, it can even make you cough. And that is a natural anti-inflammatory. There's another substance in olives called hydroxytyrosol. So olive extracts really work. There's something in hops that really works. It's called isooxygen. So nature is full of a lot of these very powerful anti-inflammatories. And when you choose a supplement, and it really is worth supplementing these as well as eating as much as you can, you want to choose a supplement that contains a higher quantity of a combination of these. Curcumins, maybe ginger, maybe quercetin, maybe an extract from olives, hops. These are all really fantastic. So now you're probably supplementing omega-3 plus some combination of natural anti-inflammatories. Now, what about glucosamine? Glucosamine is actually part of how joints build cartilage. At the end of bone, you have cartilage, which provides the slightly softer material that allows the joint, the sort of ball and socket joint, to work. And glucosamine is literally the raw material from which we can make cartilage. You can think of it like the 2x4s of the joints. You also need the mineral sulfur, which is a bit like the nails. So you might have heard of glucosamine sulfate. And this is pretty effective. I mean, there are some studies that have shown that it isn't and some studies that have shown that it is. But in most cases, it has been shown to work as well as painkillers in the short term. But in the long term, what happens is glucosamine helps to rebuild joints. I actually prefer slightly glucosamine hydrochloride combined with a very, very absorbable form of sulfur, which is called MSM. So in some supplements, you find the combination of glucosamine, MSM, and maybe some of those other wonderful joint-supporting nutrients like turmeric, curcumin, olive extract, hop extract, quercetin, and so on. These are really among my favorites. So if you find out whether you are eating something that you're allergic to, and remove it. Start to switch your diet away from meat and milk towards fish and seeds. Increase your intake of fruit and veg, especially the multicolored foods, so to speak, the very reds, oranges, blues, greens. Also supplement some combination of natural anti-inflammatories. Also supplement omega-3. This can make a phenomenal difference. Now, there's a couple of other factors I'd like to mention, and they're not relevant for everyone. There's a substance you can measure in your blood, which is called homocysteine. And if it's high, it means you don't have enough active B vitamins in your system, particularly B6, B12, and folic acid. And I've often found that people who have a high level of homocysteine and then supplement the right B vitamins to lower it have a quite an astonishing reduction in pain. So it's something worth considering. Another factor that I talk about in my book, Say No to Arthritis, is eating a low glycemic load diet, which is a diet lower in sugar, lower in refined foods. And one of the reasons for that is that whenever you eat in a way that makes your blood sugar level go up, it actually stimulates inflammation in the body. And that's not what you want. You want to reduce inflammation. So an example of this is diabetes, where a person's blood sugar is out of control. And in diabetes, you have a ton of inflammation going on. Once again, eating omega-3 with a meal helps. So if you put walnuts or chia seeds on your breakfast, or you have some oily fish like some mackerel in your main meal, all of this is reducing pain. So why are you experiencing pain? Could it be that you have an insufficient intake of omega-3s and you have too much arachidonic acid in meat and milk and that causes pain? Could it be that you're eating a food, maybe wheat, maybe milk, maybe something else, that your system is fighting and that induces inflammation? Could it be that you have too many oxidants? Maybe you smoke, you like fried foods, processed foods, not enough antioxidants, you're not eating enough fruit and veg and good quality stuff? Or could it be that you've got an injury or a strain and perhaps you're overweight or your posture is out of alignment and you need to see an osteopath or a chiropractor or start exercising on a more regular basis or shift some weight, because all of that can make a strain? Or could it be that you lack joint building nutrients? And I've spoken about glucosamine, which, by the way, naturally is what's in the shells of prawns and shrimps. And you can always crunch them up, not to everyone's taste, but it does actually give you glucosamine. Or MSM, which is a form of sulfur. And by the way, sulfur is in onions, it's in eggs, it's in garlic. So onions and garlic are a good natural painkiller. And could it be that you lack anti-inflammatory nutrients? I've mentioned eating more turmeric, the yellow spice in curry, more quercetin in red onions, more ginger, more olive, more hop extracts. Or maybe you lack B vitamins and you've got this raised homocysteine or a blood sugar problem. Somewhere in there, you will find the answer, the way to switch your system away from pain. And as soon as you do that, then what happens is the body can start to heal. And just like the story of Ruth, who used to be crippled with rheumatoid arthritis, your body can literally rebuild joints and restore you to a state of health where you are free from pain and you don't need drugs. I hope that that's helpful. There's a lot more detail in the book, Say No to Arthritis. Wishing you the best of health and happiness.
Thank you for listening to our Food is Medicine podcast. To find out more about reducing your risk and helping with symptoms of arthritis, we suggest you read Say No to Arthritis, which is on special offer exclusively to our podcast listeners. Simply go to www.patrickholford.com/arthritisbook to receive a 20% discount. To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. As well as access to a library of updated information, you can join our online club, be supported with our online programme, find out more about our regular events and purchase books and products to help you become and stay healthy. To make sure you don't miss out on new podcasts, subscribe to the Food as Medicine podcast feed. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us at podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford.